trace the Citizens Alliance of Pennsylvania. It is an organization that's been around for a while, but a lot of people may not have heard of it. Want to tell us some background information on the Citizens Alliance of Pennsylvania?
John Kennedy, he was in the House, and John Kennedy and Cliff Maloney and Justin Grice got together, and they have put together Citizens Alliance in its current form. And I believe the year may have been 2009 when they did that.
So the Citizens Alliance has been around now for well over a decade. What is the goal of the organization? What is it you're trying to achieve?
So the goal for Citizens Alliance of Pennsylvania is to foster a more liberty-loving legislature, to be cognizant of people's rights and not have government take over.
Looking at the Pennsylvania legislature, I assume that CAP, it's known as Citizens Alliance, is known by the acronym CAP, is primarily engaged in the Republican side of the equation?
Well, we would engage with other folks as well, not just Republicans. It comes down to the values.
Mm-hmm.
So typically, yes, we do work with Republicans.
Speaking of values, CAP has something called the Pledge. And since you do endorse and get involved in campaigns for candidates, largely in primaries, starting in primaries, you expect candidates who are supported by CapTrace to adhere to a certain set of values. Can you talk about some of those values?
Sure. The pledge in general, it's interesting because the legislators that also belong to our organization, we expect them to sign the pledge as well. So the pledge is basically, it's based on a Declaration of Rights in the Pennsylvania State Constitution, but also the Bill of Rights,
mm-hmm.
because in the U.S. Constitution, because those are the foundations of what Pennsylvanians are governed by. The pledge isn't so much a pledge to us, it's a pledge to constituents that this is how legislators will govern. And to look at some of the points in the pledge, there's two parts, things that legislators will do and
mm-hmm.
things that legislators say they will not do. So among the things that they will do is vote for individual medical freedom and privacy, vote to strengthen election integrity, vote to expand education freedom, vote to uphold our protected right to due process and equal justice under the law, and vote to support our protected right to self-defense, and vote to expand freedom for individuals and businesses.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, it's fostering liberty. You do not want government encroaching upon people's rights. And that's what we work to ensure.
In terms of what CAP would ask legislators to not do, because sometimes what doesn't happen is as important as what does happen.
Exactly. And a good example of that is COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So one of the things that we have in our pledge that legislators will not do is vote to support government lockdowns of businesses, churches, or nonprofit organizations. Legislators will not vote to suppress the speech of others. They will not vote to give any new power to the federal government. They will not vote for any new net tax or fee increase. And they won't vote for any budget or spending bill that expands government.
So you have these lawmakers, and of course, both the House and the Senate in Pennsylvania are very closely divided along party lines, the House in particular with Democrats with a one-seat majority. So having even a handful of legislators adhering to these policies can have a profound impact, as close as the legislature is. Let's talk, Therese, about an issue where this is practically involved, and that would be the current state budget stalemate.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, here we are. We're approaching the end of August. The state budget was required, by the Constitution, the 1st of July. We're nowhere apparently near getting it resolved. In terms of folks who have taken the CAP pledge, who are in the House and who are in the Senate, what would you expect them to be doing as this budget process plays out?
Basically holding the line and keeping. I know that Senator Kiefer had a push that she wanted a level budgeting from year to year, from last year,
mm-hmm.
because basically we're looking at deficit spending. Pennsylvania brings in $46 billion a year. And if you would go with zero-based budgeting, you'd say, okay, here's the pot of money. How are we going to divide it up?
Right.
Unfortunately, it's not done that way. And Governor Shapiro has put out initially a $55 billion budget. That's complete deficit spending. You can't run your checkbook that way. I can't run mine that way. And basically, he's going to be off running for president, and Pennsylvanians are going to be left holding the bag.
So as we look at this budget, it's probably next to impossible, particularly if the governor gets anything near his spend number here, Therese, it's probably next to impossible to not enhance revenue, as they say, in some form. So under the cap pledge, our lawmakers would be an automatic no vote on anything like that.
They should be, yes. In fact, I'll tell you what, I got to give the Senate credit. The Senate is really holding the line, mm-hmm. and they have sent over a budget that is level from last year. So we're nowhere close to getting it done. Stay tuned.
If you look at one of the proposed areas where the governor is trying to get additional revenue, it would be placing a tax of some sort on the skill games that have popped up everywhere. So from the standpoint of the cap pledge, cap lawmakers would not be in favor of anything at all being placed on those skill games?
They shouldn't be.
We are talking with Therese Holland, who is executive director of the Citizens Alliance of Pennsylvania. And Therese, we mentioned a few minutes ago, the House is a one-seat majority by Democrats. Republicans, of course, are going to try to get back into a majority next year. We have all 203 seats in the state House, 25 of the 50 seats in the state Senate up for election. What role will CAP play in those elections?
Well, basically, anybody who is running for the state House or Senate, we would encourage them to contact us to sign our pledge, and we look to help the folks that are running and have and follow the values that we espouse.
For a candidate who may be interested in having support from CAP, what is the process they have to go through?
Well, the first thing they should do, go to our website, teamcap.org/candidates. Go find the tile for the seat you're running for. And from that tile, you'll get a survey. Fill out the survey. The survey comes to me. We then evaluate the surveys we get, and we look at races. We talk with the candidates, and we decide who we're going to try to help.
I would assume that in order to be considered at all, they'd have to be a signer of the CAP pledge.
They would.
Candidates who may be interested, you have an upcoming training session for candidates?
We do, on September the 13th, and it'll be held at the Penn Harris Hotel in Camp Hill. Doors open at 8:30, training starts at 9.
And what sort of training do you provide? Because especially if you have candidates who have not run for office before, it can be a very daunting set of hurdles that you have to jump just to even get on the ballot, let alone run the campaign. Do you go through all of that at these seminars?
We do. And basically, we help people understand exactly what is needed to run for the position they're running for. So when it comes down to it, folks who attend this are either going to go, oh, okay, this is great. Now I know what I need to do, or they're going to go, yeah, maybe this isn't for me. And you know what? That's a good thing. To go and be able to get enough information in one place and understand what it takes and what has to be done, that really can help you make your decision going forward. So my suggestion is, if you're not running now, but you're considering running for a seat, please fill out our survey, our application to come, and come see what's involved. Would love to have you there for you to understand the process and help make your decision going forward.
And going forward, CAP is with these candidates every step of the way, providing campaign advice.
Yes.
Consulting.
For the candidates that we decide to help, yes, we do. We work with them to take them on their journey and back them up.
And also, CAP with a highly targeted seat can come in with significant financial resources, correct?
We can.
So here's another question. So you have these candidates, they run, they get CAP support, they take the pledge. They get into office and they violate the pledge in many ways, even one way, but in multiple ways. What does CAP do then?
It makes me think of the parents who tell their children, we brought you into this world, we can take you out. But no, seriously, I mean, if you've used our organization and you've come to the table and you used us to help get elected and basically you lied to us, we will hold you accountable.
And how do you do that? Do you go out and run candidates against them the next time they're up? Do you?
That has happened, and I'm sure in the future that will happen. But also, we make it known to their constituents, this is the way your candidate's voting. This is what they voted on. Basically, obviously, it's not what they ran on. So it puts them in a very bad situation.
Do you also then promote and encourage citizen activism, having the actual voters in individual legislative or Senate districts reach out on behalf of these issues?
Definitely. Most definitely. In fact, a lot of the emails and the mail that we send out will do that. We will put information out about a bill or something that's going on, and we'll say, contact your legislators and be heard. Make sure they know where you stand.
Once again, we are talking with Therese Holland, who is Executive Director of the Citizens Alliance of Pennsylvania. And Therese, could you, just to reiterate, give us the website where folks can go and also, again, the details of when the candidate training seminar will be?
Sure. Our website is Team, T-E-A-M, CAP, C-A-P, all put together, teamcap.org. If you're a candidate, you can put onto that website, teamcap.org, /candidates, and you will see several tiles for different offices. Pick the office that you're running for and fill out the survey. Also, for the candidate training, our training academy on September the 13th, same way, there's an application. Send it in and join us. But the details is it's September the 13th. Doors open at 8:30. Training begins at 9:30. The only thing, and it's free. We're not charging anything to attend the training. The only thing that we ask is that you come be ready to work, because it's not a day to socialize. It's a day to work and learn and spend the day with us.
Well, and I've been to those, and they are very informative, instructive, and a good first step for any potential candidate. Therese Holland, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.